Blog Talk Radio. the Lord, everybody, and I want to welcome you out to Reaching Out Radio. My name's Apostle Dallas Miller. I am filling in for our host tonight, Evangelist Martell Fields, who is absent tonight and is out of town. And we pray and wish them safe travel to and from the destination. They're at the Christian Music Awards tonight in Kansas. So we pray that they have a blessed and safe trip. I was on the show last night, and we talked about symbolic creation. I'm going to keep talking about symbolic creation, but I'm just going to add subtitles to it. So the subtitle tonight will be The Love of God. And I'll be coming out of two places today, from John 3:16 and from Genesis 22, chapter 22. I want to get a firm foundation because, see, what God did in the beginning, see, he had to come down on earth. And see, before he did what he did, he had to come down on earth and see if there was one person willing not to withhold their own children. Well, Father God, we just thank you for tonight. We just thank you for your son who died and rose on the third day. Because you rose on the third day, you gave us victory. Lord, we thank you for your victory. Thank you for your love. That Lord, we ask you just to anoint and bless this hour broadcast. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, we're talking on symbolic creation, subtitled The Love of God. I am your host, co-host, Apostle Dallas Miller, filling in for the host, Evangelist Montel Fields. Hallelujah. Let's go to Genesis before we go into John 3:16, because I want you to just to have a feel where I was coming from. And see, sometimes to understand what God did in the New Testament, you got to go back to the Old Testament. See, the one thing that we got to understand and realize is that the Old Testament and the New Testament go hand on hand. And before I go into the Word of God, I just wanted to play a little song here, if that's all right with the listeners. And I'm going to give the call-in number pretty soon to where you can call in. You can ask questions and your prayer requests, and they can get answered, hallelujah, at the same time. So give me a second. I am looking for a song that I want to play for you. It's one of my favorite songs. And I'm just trying to find it. Give me a second here. I just want to try to find this song. Because it's this song is all in his hands. I mean, how many of us listening know that every problem, everything we go through is all in his hands? Here is the Mississippi Choir. All in, this is our church song, but I am praying on actually writing one, and I just wanted to share this with you tonight. All in his hand by the Mississippi Mass Choir.
You don't have to worry. Oh!
that was all in his hands by the Mississippi Mass Choir. I did really enjoy that song. When, you know, we all have down days. And when I have a down day, I can just put the Mississippi Mass Choir music on and just sit back and meditate and get all happy. See, sometimes we need a little pickup. See, when you got Jesus, see, he's all the pickup you need. Well, let's go right on into it. We're going to take these next 45 minutes, and we're going to get into Genesis. And I'm going to take you, I'm going to walk you through Genesis, okay, through symbolic creation to get you to the New Testament where we need to be. All right. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation, so it just may read just a little bit different. Sometime later, God tested Abraham's faith. Abraham, God called. Yes, he replied, here I am. Take your son, your only son. Yes, Isaac, who you love so much. And go to the land of Moriah and go and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I will show you. So I see, God already had this worked out. And he said, I know what I got to do to redeem man, but I want to see who willing on that side of heaven. See, he knew his son would go forth. He already knew that. But he wanted to see who was going to be willing to make that ultimate sacrifice. See, God may be speaking to somebody right now. Are you willing to make a sacrifice? You may not have to make the same sacrifice that Abraham made, but he's wondering and saying, listen, is there one today willing to step out on faith and be obedient to what God had called you to do? He's looking for that one, just like he was looking for that one when he talked to Abraham. He knew he could test Abraham. Okay, let's continue on our reading in verse 3. The next morning, Abraham got up early, and he saddled his donkey and took two of his servants with him, along with his son Isaac. Then he chopped up the wood, a fire for a burnt offering, and set out the place of God told him. On the third day of the journey, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. Stay here with the donkey, Abraham told his servants. The boy and I will travel a little farther, and we will worship there. Then we will come right back. Look at here. Abraham had faith. He had more faith than a mustard seed. He just didn't have a mustard seed faith. He had a whole lot of faith. He said, look, me and the boy is going to go up, and we are going to worship, and we're going to come back. Look, if you notice in the scriptures, Abraham got up early. He didn't even say nothing to his wife. He didn't even let his son say bye, mommy, or nothing like that. But now, if y'all know the story of Abraham, the boy had common sense. The boy asked the father a question. Now, look here, daddy. I know when you go do these, you always have a ram with you. And Abraham said, now hold on, boy, or hold on, son, whatever the term he might have used in them time. He said, God will provide. That faith, to know that God will provide. God loved us so much that he provided for Abraham. So Abraham didn't have to make that sacrifice. Let's go on to the next verse if we can. I want to go ahead and open up the phone lines now at 347-308-8837. You can call in if you have any questions. I will try to answer them to the best of my ability. If you have a prayer request or a testimony, call in and feel free to give your testimony. Feel free to make a comment on what we're talking. This is Reaching Out Radio. I'm your co-host, Apostle Dallas Miller, and we're going to get into verse 6. So Abraham placed the wood for the burnt offering on Isaac's shoulders. and while himself was carried a firewood and a knife, had the two of them walk together. Isaac turned to Abraham and said, Father, yes, my son. Abraham replied, we have the firewood, the boy said, but where is the sheep for the burnt offering? Is that what we were talking about earlier? See, he knew. He knew when his father went to go make the sacrifice, he knew that he always took a sheep. And this is what Abraham replied. We have the firewood, the boy said, but where is the sheep for the burnt offering? God will provide a sheep for the burnt offering, my son. Abraham answered, and the boy walked together. When they arrived at the place where God had told them to go, Abraham built the altar, arranged the firewood on it. Then he tied his son Isaac and laid Isaac on the altar on top of the wood. Verse 10. And Abraham picked up the knife to kill his son Isaac. At that moment, the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. He was really excited. Abraham, Abraham. Yes, Abraham replied, here I am. Don't lay a hand on the boy. The angel said, don't hurt him in any way. For now I know that you truly fear God. You have not withheld from me even your son, your only son. Hallelujah. How many of us, I want to put a question out here tonight. How many of us will give up their only child? God asked Abraham because God knew what he had to do to save mankind. He knew mankind was way out of whack. He knew mankind couldn't even redeem themselves. But he loved us so much to give his only begotten son. And he goes on to say that whosoever believeth in him, hallelujah, should not perish but have everlasting life. He knew what he had to do when he saw Abraham being willing. He said, now I know what I must do. He said, here is the lamb for you. And in the bush, oh, hallelujah, he put a lamb caught in a crown of thorns. Thorns wrapped up in thorns. Many theologians believe that the thorns that had that bush, ram in the bush, was the exact thorns that was laid up on Jesus. In fact, I'm convinced that it was. Let's continue our reading. Let's go to verse 10. And Abraham picked up a knife to kill his son as a sacrifice. At that moment, the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. Yes, Abraham replied, here I am. Don't lay a hand on the boy. Said, don't hurt him in any way. For now, I know that you truly fear God and not withheld it. Withheld from me even your own son, your only son. Then Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in his thorns in a thicket. So he took the ram sacrifice, a burnt offering, fearing in the place of his son. Abraham named the place Yahweh Yah, which means the Lord will provide. To this day, still use that name as a proverb. On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. Then the angel of the Lord called again to Abraham from heaven. This is what the Lord says. Because you have obeyed me and not withheld even your son, your only son, I swear on my own name that I will certainly bless you. I will multiply your descendants beyond number, like the stars in the sky and the sand of the seashore. Your descendants will conquer the cities of their enemies, and those will descend. Your descendants of all nations on the earth will be blessed, and all because you have obeyed me. Then they returned to the servants and traveled back to Beersheba, where Abraham continued to live. Soon after Abraham heard Malachi, his brother, and Noah's wife to be born, Noah eight sons, the oldest was named Uz, and the next oldest Buzz, then followed. and Kimuel, the ancestors, and the Ananites, and then the list goes on. I just wanted to share that because sometimes to get the point across, you have to go into a whole chapter just to get a point across. Now I want to take us to the book of John. And then I want to go to the cross where it all ended and it began. Okay? Let's go to John, because we may have some listeners on who may not understand, so I don't want to get ahead of the lesson. So let's go to John 3:16. The book of John is right after Luke. So you go Matthew, Mark, Luke, and then there's John. If you go to Acts, you went too far. So go to John to the third chapter. And let's scroll down to the 16th verse. And I want to read 17. First of all, I want to read this. In fact, let's just do this. Let's go two up and two down. Can we do that? Well, amen. Amen. John 14. And has Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Verse 15, and that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But the love of God, he loved us so much he gave his only begotten Son. In verse 17 he says, for God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved, that we all can have a chance at eternal life. But we got to get right. We got to be ready. Yes, we're not perfect. By no means we are not perfect. But all we got to do is be ready for what God is going to do for us. Our phone line is now open. You can call in at 347-308-883. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to the cross, which is the book of Matthew, okay? Matthew's right after Malachi, the beginning of the New Testament. We're going to go to the 27th chapter, 46th verse. Again, just go two up, two down. We go two down and two up. But these also which were crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness all over the land until the night. But that was when God saw the sin upon Jesus, and it got very dark. It made God sick. Sin makes God sick. God don't like sin. Verse 27, 46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Verse 27. Some of them stood there, and they heard that said, this is man called Elias, but he wasn't. And verse 28. And straightway, one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar, put it on a reed, and gave him to drink. Hallelujah. He gave him to drink. We know why Jesus didn't take it. He didn't want nothing nasty. I mean, if you're hanging on the cross, you wouldn't want no water mixed in with vinegar. You would want regular water. And Verse 27:46 is where I want to bring my attention. On the cross, he said, Eli, Eli, Sebastian, saying, why are you forsaking me? That was a time when everything went dark. Storms were erupting. God saw the sins. He saw our drug addiction. He saw our alcoholism. He saw your pornography. He saw everything. He saw husbands beating wives, wives beating their husbands. He saw every sin, everything that is not right. God saw it on his son, and it made him sick. And he couldn't look on his son. Just like when our children get upset, we can't look at them until they make it right. Well, there was a reason why Jesus went into hell. Because sin could not enter into heaven. Why the sin was up on Jesus, Jesus could not enter into heaven. That's very important. We got to understand and realize that sin cannot enter into heaven under no circumstances. So Jesus went down the hill to burn off the sin. Kind of take a little bath. Whoop Satan and his angel. Went down to the prisons. Opened the gate. Talked to Moses. Encouraged those in prison. Then with one hand, he brought up David. He brought up Moses. He brought up Joshua. He brought up all the patriarchs in one hand. And then when he came out, he had a little conversation with Satan. He still probably said something like this. I'm only speculating, but I'm sure it was, you thought you had me on the cross. You thought you probably won, but now I'm going to get the victory. So he grabbed the keys from him. He God said, something you got to do for yourself. He said, you know what? I'm going to give you the power to lay it down, he says in the book of John. And I'm going to give you the power to bring it back up. But something you got to do yourself. He said, look, if you're going to do this, you got to come up. To redeem mankind, you got to come up on your own power. But I'm going to give you the power to do it. Thank God he didn't stay down. Thank God he got up on his own power and he rose on the third day. The Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, all three wrapped up into one. The three in one. God had three in one. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. He's the Lion and the Lamb. Y'all know this song. It's talking about the Trinity. I'm going to look for that song tonight where we can play it. I can play it for you on the next time I'm on this broadcast. But if you don't know who Jesus is, then you ain't going to understand the Trinity. See, that's why we got to break it down for you so you can have an understanding on who God is. See, that's why, you know, that's why every ministry should have a new foundation. Because that new foundation class helps those who don't get to know Christ come to know Christ a little bit better. We got to understand that it's not about us. It's about Jesus. It's about winning the lost to the Lord. It's about seeking those who are lost, seeking those who don't know Jesus. See, we got to understand, not everybody knows who Jesus is. Some people going to go to hell, not ever hearing the gospel. See, that's why we got to use every measure to get the gospel out. Every measure got to be taken. Every measure. We got to go to the extreme. See, that's why, you know, I'm partnering with people to help get out there. That's why we do the block talk. That's why we do the live stream. To spread the gospel of Jesus Christ by no means, all means, let me rephrase that. To spread the gospel of Jesus Christ by all means necessary. By being willing to go to any length to do it. You got to be willing. You got to be willing. Hallelujah. Well, we got time. I'm going to take a short commercial break, and we're going to play a song, and we're going to get right back into our lesson. And after this song, We are going to go to the book of Romans. Hallelujah. And I'm going to play open the heart of my eyes. We'll hear the song.
Thank you.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you. I know one day we all go to stand before God. We're going to stand before God and the three books that's going to be open. The first book is going to have everything written in it that we have ever done, good, bad, and ugly. The second book will display our life before the people. The third book is the book that you want to be written in, the Lamb Book of Life. That's the book you want to make sure every knee is going to bow and every tongue going to confess. All right, let's get through this. Symbolic Creations. I am your co-host tonight on Reaching Out Radio. Our host, Evangelist Montana Fields, is out, and we wish them, her and Dustin Fields, safe travel to and from their destination. And I thank them for the honor and the privilege to be able to be on their show tonight. And I thank the God for them for trusting me to do the show for them tonight. Let's go to Romans here. I went too far. Now, remember when I told you about where John was? Now you need to go, if you're still at John, go over to the next book, which is Acts. Then go one more book, and that is Romans. And go to the 10th chapter. Okay? So, Romans is two books past John. Hallelujah. Let's go 10 and Romans 10 and 13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they never heard? You see, we got to call on the name of the Lord. Every single one of us is going to have to call his name. Which is one day we can do it the easy way or the hard way. We can call on his name while we're on this side of heaven, and we can believe that he's Lord and Savior. We can do that. We can do that. Or you could rape and take your chance at judgment seat. But if I was you and you were listening tonight, I would not want to take a chance on to miss out on heaven. I would want to miss it. Hell is nowhere to be. Now, let's go to Acts. Okay, Acts is one book in front of Romans and one book after John. For those who might not know, I'm just giving you just a little bit extra help to get it. Let's go to chapter 4, verses 12. And I'm going to go to end it, and I'm going to close from here. Okay, then the next time I come on, I'm going to talk to you about why we baptize in Jesus' name will be the next teaching that I will do. Therefore, there is, oh, I'm coming from the NLT. There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other heaven by which we must be saved. See, Buddha can't do nothing. Muhammad can't save us. Muhammad isn't our Lord. Buddha isn't our Lord. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. He said only one name. Jesus, only one person went on the cross. He carried your burden. He carried your headache. He carried your cry. He carried everything that you have gone through in your life. It doesn't matter what it is that you went through. Jesus took it on the cross for you. He gave up the ghost for you. He shed his blood for you. He loved you that much. Why not serve a God who loved you so much that he took his own blood and he shed it just for you? See, that's how much he loved you. He loved you. He knew you in the beginning of your mother's room. He had a conversation with you in your mother's room. He told you everything. If you just sit back and you just think, he told you everything at one point in time. He loved you so much. Jesus loved you so much. He loved you so much. He gave his own life, but he got up because of you. He didn't get up for himself. He got up for you. When he died, it was for you. When he rose, it was for you. Jesus got up for you, so you didn't have to do it. So you didn't have to be like Abraham and have to sacrifice your own children because he knew you couldn't do that. But he said, because of Abraham's obedience, he said, Abraham, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless your family. I'm going to bless your descendants, your descendants, your descendants, and your descendants. I'm going to allow you to count the stars and the clouds and number them all, because this is all yours. Why? Because of your obedience. But you can be obedient too. You can answer to the call of God that God has put you on your life. Hallelujah. He called you. But many of us is running. Many of us is being Jonah. We rather won. We don't want to step up. Well, because I went through this, you know what? Jesus was falsely accused too. Look at Jesus. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but somebody is running from a call. Running from the call of salvation and running from the call of ministry. You know, thank God won't create a well for you, whoever may be listening tonight. You don't think God wouldn't create a well? He did. Look at Jonah. I'm only saying what is in the Bible. Look at Jonah. He ran from God. I'm not going over there. I'm not telling them people who want us dead. Why should I go tell them? Look at Moses. He killed somebody. Look at Paul. He was a killer. God forgave him, and God used him. And God can use you, whoever's listening tonight, on Reaching Out Radio. This is your chance and your opportunity to get your deliverance today. You can be set free. If there's a person here today that doesn't know Jesus, Lord and Savior, repeat this. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve to pay the sinner debt, but to the best I know how, I will follow you. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for coming into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And if you're listening and you repeated that prayer, I believe in my whole heart that you're a born-again sinner. A born-again believer. Forgive me, a born-again believer. You're born again, a new creature, a new creature in Christ. Call me on my cell, 217-413-6513. Say, Pastor Dallas, I was listening out tonight on Reaching Out Radio, and I said the prayer, and I got saved. Now, if God has called you, He called someone to be an apostle, someone to be a prophet, someone to be an evangelist, someone to be a pastor, somebody to be a teacher, one to be a bishop, one to be an elder, one to be a musician, one to be a psalmist. Whatever area he called you, I want you to call me tonight. And I want you to repeat this prayer. Dear God, I know you called me. I am here, your trusted servant. Use me the way you told me. I answer the call upon my life. And I thank you for trusting me with your word. Now guide me, now shape me, now mold me, and send me on my way. If you said that, and you believe that with your whole heart, call me, 217-413-6513, and say, Pastor, I accepted my call. What can we do next? I want to help you. I want to teach you. I want to teach you. We can get to your next, wherever God has called you to be. We can do it together. You don't have to do it by yourself. I got my hand out. You're stretching out my hand. You can take it. And we can do it together. And you can leave it at the altar. Let's do it together. You know, God is talking to one particular person tonight. And he's saying, you don't have to run no more. Don't be afraid. He called you to the office of prophet. And he told Jeremiah, don't be afraid of their faces. Don't worry about what they're going to say. Don't worry about how big they are. I got you. Don't worry about anything. I want to give you three reasons why you need Jesus. Number one is we all got a past. We all got a past. We all got a past. And only Jesus can clear it up. Number two, we all need a friend. How many of you know you need a friend? Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. Neither will I. Number three, what else you got to lose? Seriously, what else do you got to lose? You got nothing else to lose. What else you got to lose? Just like your call. You don't want to, whoever's listening, don't want to accept their call. What do you got to lose? What is it that you guys are afraid of? What are you afraid of? Huh? Don't you trust God? The same God that saved you when you were dark, remember? You at one time you were just like the earth. You were dark, empty, lost. But now you got the light of Christ, the light of the world. Jesus on the inside of you. That's who you have. Start trusting him today and accept your call. When you do, give me a call at 217-413-6513. All right. Here we go. I want to end this with a song. Again, I want to thank our host, Evangelist Montel Fields, and her husband, Dustin Fields, for allowing me to be the co-host tonight and for helping them tonight. And our host should be back on tomorrow night. But if not, then you will be joined tonight, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And I will be turning that in. You'll be mixing in with our church service if the host is not back yet. So just be blessed in Jesus' name. And here we go with a song, I Give Myself Away So You Can Use Me. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Pastor Dallas.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well. I just called to say I'm encouraged by the word of today. And we just need a little more Jesus in us.
Amen. We all need.
Yes.
Amen. Can, do you have a prayer request or anything?
Yeah, I'm just praying for increase and breakthrough.
And what other prayer requests do you have?
Increase and breakthrough.
Increase and breakthrough. And what is your first name, sir?
Jermaine.
Father God, I just pray for Brother Jermaine that Lord, you pray for an increase and he's wanting a breakthrough. And Lord, whatever he's looking for, a breakthrough, that Lord, that you provide the ram and the bush that he needs for that. Lord, you provide the ram and the bush for the increase of his finances. increase of health. Whatever it is that he's going through, God, that you will provide the way. You will touch him and his family, oh God. Touch his heart, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. Touch his mind, God. Just encourage him, God. Whatever you need encouragement with, God. He said he just want just a little bit more of Jesus, God. Give him your all. Give him your all, God. As he served you, give him his all. Give him your all. Let him know that you're the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac. Hallelujah. Our Creator, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You have anything else you would need me to pray about, or would you like to say anything or comment on tonight's broadcast?
And also, I'd like to pray on the assignment that God would love me to have to be in this, on this earth realm.
Amen. Jeremiah, we're just going to, Brother Jeremiah, we're just going to come in into an agreement that whatever assignment that God has for you, that he's going to give you clarity on that assignment. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And then, you know, again, if you would listen to the show, I gave my personal number if you need to talk further, because we got 2 minutes left and I got to sign off here pretty soon. If you need to talk further, my cell number is 413-6513, and we can talk further on that, okay?
Okay.
All right, and you have a good night, and I'll be keeping you in my prayer, Jeremiah. Thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you, Pastor.
All right, God bless.
God bless.
And Brother Jeremiah called in tonight. I want to thank him for calling in. And I'm going to end the broadcast and just trust God with your own heart. No matter what you're going through, trust God with your own heart. Because God will bless your obedience. He will bless you when you're obedient to him. Trust him with your whole heart. Trust him. It's up to you. Trust him in Jesus' name. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for Evangelist Montez Fields for allowing me to host tonight. I'm your co-host, Apostle Dallas Miller. Thank you and God bless.